We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, cherished viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hawkbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hawkbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ecuador and South Korea agree to collaborate in science and technology. In cultural news, the National Day of Algeria and the Independence Day of Antigua and Barbuda are observed. In animal welfare news, a new political party in Australia gives a voice for arid coal inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 1st, is World Vegan Day and the beginning of World Vegan Month. Established in 1994, this auspicious time is celebrated across the globe to raise awareness about the many benefits of the compassionate lifestyle to one's health and to the future of the Earth. International activities include cruelty-free festivals, film screenings, food and product exhibitions, and cooking demonstrations, just to name a few. Other suggestions are asking your local restaurant to feature a vegan menu, contacting schools and media to promote plant-based eating, and sharing with others information on the many advantages of veganism to body, mind, and spirit. It's a beautiful day. It couldn't get much better. It's a wonderful opportunity to encourage people to adopt the diet of kindness. With joint benevolent efforts, global citizens can all help to protect and save the planet. May all have a fantastic World Vegan Day.
Fly-in news. Volcano erupts in Chile as quakes shake Iran, Indonesia, and Formosa or Taiwan. On Friday, October 28th, Chile's Hudson volcano erupted from three different craters, spewing massive columns of steam and ash that combined in a cloud reaching over 5 kilometers skyward as tremors rattled the mountain. Warning that a much larger eruption could follow, officials in Chile and neighboring Argentina placed the region on red alert, and some 119 residents in the immediate area were evacuated.
Others stood ready to flee their homes as melting snow and ice from the volcano's heat raised levels of the Aysén River to near bursting. The following day, a quake measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale jolted southwestern Iran as it hit 56 kilometers northeast of Dezful in Khuzestan province. Eastern Indonesia was then struck by a 5.4 magnitude tremor 176 kilometers northeast of Ambon of the Maluku Islands, with the Banda Aceh region then jolted on Sunday as a magnitude 4.7 earthquake struck, followed by a 5.6 magnitude quake later that day, 117 kilometers northwest of Bengkulu. Also on Sunday, a quake registering 5.5 on the Richter scale rumbled deep off Formosa, 152 kilometers northeast of the capital, Taipei. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of these events.
We are thankful for the precautionary measures of the Chilean and Argentine officials and for the safety of all in the affected regions. Our prayers that the Earth may soon be protected from such distressing events as humanity's finer ways foster stability as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống len lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
can still save the planet. Day 449. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
New Bulgarian president elected. As announced by the country's Central Election Commission on Monday, October 31st, presidential candidate Rosen Plevnilev won Sunday's elections by an outstanding majority. With his most recent post in government as development minister, the president-elect demonstrated through successful infrastructure projects his dedication to Bulgaria's attainment of modernized European Union standards. In speaking of goals as president, he pledged to curb budget deficits, as well as seeking reforms in the justice and healthcare sectors. President-elect Plevnilev also affirmed a wish for progress that benefits all people, as he stated, Bulgaria's European future means that the president should guarantee equal chances for the development of all regions in the country. We respectfully congratulate President-elect Plevnilev on your new position. May your leadership be fruitful in advancing conditions that further beautify your nation and better the lives of fellow citizens.
Fifth Peace and Sport International Forum held in Monaco. At a summit co-hosted by His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco and Mr. Joel Bouzou, founder and current president of Peace and Sport, some 500 decision makers in sports, politics, and the private sector convened to discuss the role and capacity of sports in creating a sustainable culture of peace. Among the leaders opening the forum was Hungarian President Paul Schmidt, who spoke of integrating harmonious values from the world of sports into government. As he stated, "I have managed to bring the Olympic spirit into politics. It means that every day we have to do something for peace, something that reinforces democracy, something that enables dialogue, helps tolerance and understanding." Along with discussions, an award presentation was made during the event, honoring recipients in 7 categories for their contributions through sports toward community building.
French national Philippe Gilbert was honored as the winner of the 2011 UCI World Tour for Cycling, as he also became one of the 9 new 2011 Champions of Peace, along with U.S. multi-record winning swimming star Donna Dee Verona of the USA, world champion figure skater Surya Bono Lee of France, Colombian baseball legend Edgar Renteria, and others. These 9 joined the 66 elite athletes from 33 different countries who now serve as role models for young people as they strive to demonstrate how sports can reconcile differences and unify people. Another key accomplishment of the summit was an agreement and joint request made by representatives from Israel, Palestine, and the UN that Peace and Sport help organize an Israeli-Palestinian sports forum. Finally, as part of the closing ceremony, His Serene Highness Prince Albert handed off the flag to Mayor Anatoly Pakhomov of Sochi, Russia, as next year's host for the event.
Ваше Высочество, дорогие друзья, дамы и господа, мы сегодня присутствуем на очень важном для нас мероприятии – передаче флага Международного форума «Мир и спорт». Проведение 6-го Международного форума «Мир и спорт» для нас – это возможность показать всему миру, международному сообществу, город, который в котором проживает в дружбе и согласии более 100 национальностей, где проходят международные форумы, где проходят встречи на высшем уровне глав государств. Добро пожаловать в наш прекрасный город. Спасибо.
Your Serene Highness, Mr. Bouzou. All speakers and participants are accolades for your fruitful events as we laud your noble vision and dedicated efforts. Blessed be such wholesome and unifying activities in bringing together people of all societies in lasting peace.
Save our planet. First U.S. Summit on Ending Factory Farms. Held near Washington, D.C. from October 27th to 29th, the Animal Protection Group, Farm Sanctuary, hosted the first ever national conference to end factory farming, supported by the Humane Society of the United States, the Tree Hugger Media Group, and Food Justice Organization, A Well-Fed World, among others. Noted speakers included meat-free advocate, U.S. physician and best-selling author, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and vegans, such as Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Director of Government Affairs, Elizabeth Kucinich, and leading vegan nutrition researcher and author of the China Study, Dr. T. Colin Campbell.
Addressing some of the major problems presented by factory farming, Farm Sanctuary co-founder and president Gene Bauer spoke of its undeniable cruelty to animals, as he also said, it is inefficient, unhealthy, and unsustainable, and costs our nation hundreds of billions of dollars every year.
Most people, when they hear about this factory farming, think it is wrong, think it is inhumane, and laws should reflect those social values. So this is a system that is about extraction, not investment. It is about exploitation. And when it comes to animals, it's about callousness and cruelty. And we're better than that.
Meanwhile, the New York Times contributing journalist Jim Motivalli pointed out the inefficiency of using the world's grains for livestock feed, and Professor John Eichard of the University of Missouri, Columbia, USA, spoke of a lack of respect for the sanctity of life, which undermines the moral fabric of human society.
The relevance of such a gathering was further highlighted by the news of confined pens on factory farms that recently led to mass animal deaths in the U.S., as half the pigs on a 5,000 animal farm in Missouri perished in the heat during a summer power outage. In another facility, temperatures above 105 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius inside stifling pole barn-type structures led to the fatalities of more than 4,000 turkeys on a southern Kansas farm. Furthermore, an estimated 10,000 cattle in crowded outdoor feedlot pens scorched to death during heat waves across several states.
These cows spend the vast majority of their life, nearly every single day, indoors, living on concrete. And that comes at high expense to the welfare of these animals. They oftentimes slip on the concrete that is coated in manure and feces. Some of these animals become injured, they have joint problems, they can't get up, and they're known as downers.
Also highlighted during the conference was the fact that the disturbing conditions of the most intensive animal operations are deliberately hidden from public awareness, both within and outside the U.S. Speaking with concern for societal well-being, Greenpeace Senior Legislative Representative Kyle Ash stated that factory farming makes every public health problem worse, as he warned that humans' disregard toward other beings is destroying the planet even for ourselves.
Truly civil society until we stop this needless violence against animals.
Our appreciation, Farm Sanctuary, and all participants of the National Conference to End Factory Farming for your unified voice and actions toward ending an industry that harms both animals and ultimately humans. With sorrow for the countless beings who suffer and perish through such practices, we pray that all people soon switch to the humane and life-giving plant-based lifestyle.
During a December 2010 interview with a journalist for the Mexican newspaper El Quintanarroense, Supreme Master Ching Hai discussed the problems surrounding factory farming while suggesting the best and necessary solution.
But the truth are kept away from people. Yeah. That's why they even know people are sensitive. They don't like killing. So all the factory farm, all the killing house, animal killing house, all very far, far away from sitting. Nobody can go in and look. Mostly hidden. It's wall and gate, so people don't know. And come home and tie and just grab a piece of meat and eat it. Don't even think, see? And then eat that and get sick. More tired. Time for hospital. Have to earn more money after for doctors and hospital. People, very pitiful. They're really cheated from all sides, all sides. In my opinion, all the newspapers, all the TV, all the radio must have at least one article every day or one show, one program to inform people about climate change and the solution of the vegan diet. They have to inform themselves first and then inform the public every day. And the government must disseminate all this information.
Save Our Planet. To help preserve biodiversity amidst urban development, Israel-based Sea Ark Ecological Marine Consulting in October 2011 announces E-Concrete, a durable but environmentally friendly material whose surface is designed to allow marine life to thrive while providing functional coastal and underwater infrastructure.
Save Our Planet, an October 28, 2011 report, cites drought conditions and unseasonably high temperatures in Zimbabwe that have reached up to 45 degrees Celsius, leaving many in cities like Harare struggling to cope with the record heat, as well as power outages and a shortage of clean drinking water.
Save Our Planet. In the past 20 years, lands around the Mediterranean Sea have experienced 10 of the 12 driest winters on record, which U.S. scientists, in an October 29, 2011 report, state is too frequent to be attributable to natural variability, indicating that these arid conditions may become the new norm for the region due to climate change.
Save Our Planet, a new study by Australian marine scientists published in the October 27, 2011 issue of Current Biology, finds that at least 25% of temperate seaweed species in Australia face extinction due to lack of suitable habitat, despite their attempts to move toward cooler environments as ocean temperatures increase.
Hi
there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're joyful vegans, here today with a health tip.
Researchers from the Netherlands found that people that had a high intake of white flesh fruits and vegetables had a 52% lower risk of getting a stroke compared to people with low consumption.
Examples include varieties of apples, pears, bananas, and cucumbers.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, Ecuador and South Korea agreed to collaborate in science and technology. The two countries will also work together on the development of the City of Knowledge, a university endeavor in Ecuador. Furthermore, scholarships will be given to Ecuadorian students to study in South Korea. Congratulations, Ecuador and South Korea, on your growing amicability. May it bring many benefits and warm friendships to the kind-hearted people of both your lovely lands.
In cultural news, the National Day of Algeria, commemorating the beginning of events that led to its self-rule in 1962, is celebrated. Adjacent to the Mediterranean Sea, Algeria is the second largest country in Africa. The Tassili-N'Ajjer, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site in the southeastern part of the country, is a desert location with one of the most significant groupings of prehistoric cave art in the world. Today is also the Independence Day of Antigua and Barbuda, observing its sovereignty gained in 1981. A well-known tourist destination, this Caribbean nation consists of the islands of Antigua, Barbuda, and Redonda. It is said to have 365 scenic beaches, one for every day of the year. In addition, Antigua's Cades Reef is among the most popular scuba diving spots in the Caribbean. There are more than 100 species of migratory land birds, 7 species of bats, as well as whales, dolphins, and sea turtles. We wish a memorable National Day and Independence Day, respectively, to the kind people of Algeria and Antigua and Barbuda. Up next on Noteworthy News, a party is formed in Australia to protect our animal co-inhabitants. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Stay tuned for more assuring news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for an exceptional world. In animal welfare news, the Animal Justice Party, or AJP, is established in Australia to give a voice for our animal friends. The AJP will promote and safeguard the interests of our co-inhabitants, including companion, wild, and farmed animals, and those unfortunately used in sports and entertainment. Dr. Steve Garlick, a vegan and a professor at the University of Sunshine Coast and University of Newcastle in Australia, is the founding president of AJP. He and his wife, Dr. Rosemary Garlick, also operate a wildlife recovery and research center for wombats and marsupials such as kangaroos. The couple has rescued over 1,500 injured animals, many of whom have been rehabilitated and returned to their natural habitat.
You've got to have some representation that supports the well-being of animals. We aim to run candidates at elections once we're fully established.
Other goals of the AJP include setting up a legal framework in which the lives and inherent capabilities of all animals are respected, and an end to any human practices which are not beneficial to our co-inhabitants. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Steve Garlick and Animal Justice Party members, for your devotion to our fellow beings. We wish you heaven's blessing and much success in your caring endeavor to bring about a future of compassion.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Malay entitled The Resume.
Aku tak gembira dengan kerjaku, jadi aku letak jawatan. Aku pasti tak susah nak cari kerja baru kerana ada kekurangan orang yang berkemahiran sepertiku. Aku hantar surat permohonan kerja melalui email kepada berpuluh-puluh majikan yang berpotensi, melampirkan status salinan resumiku dalam setiap surat. Beberapa minggu kemudian, aku rasa kecewa dan bingung kerana tak terima satu permintaan pun untuk ditemu duga. Akhirnya, aku terima satu balasan yang menerangkan segalanya. Resume anda tak dilampirkan seperti yang dinyatakan. Namun, saya ingin ucapkan terima kasih atas resepi misalnya sayuran ini.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on horse racing kills on our Stop Animal Cruelty series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I have only ever gone to one circus show in my life 30 years ago. I was shocked then, and I'm even more horrified today after watching this show. I hope the people I have seen being cruel to all the animals have been prohibited from going anywhere near an animal again. Bailey from the United Kingdom.
I sit here in my bed and cry. Horses are so intelligent. I want to change the world. Fuel from Germany.
Karen, Bailey and friend from Germany. Thank you for your concerned comments. We also pray that this abysmal cruelty comes to an immediate end, and that these magnificent and intelligent beings are cherished and safeguarded by loving human guardians. May you and the kind-hearted people of the United Kingdom and Germany be ever more graced by compassion.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your precious life be blessed with treasured gifts from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In sympathy for the flood-affected people of Thailand, the Malaysian government announces a $1 million donation to help in relief and rebuilding.
Dutch national Hela van Aardberg, Australian Hashela Kumarawansa, and Chris Lawrence of the UK are selected as the top three winners of Poetry for Peace as their poems are read aloud at a special ceremony co-sponsored by the United Nations and Japan to raise awareness toward a nuclear-free world.
In an article titled Raising Vegan Babies is the New Trend, the Times of India reports through interviews with both experts and parents that this plant-based way of approaching pregnancy as well as nurturing newborns is in fact both safe and vibrantly healthy.
The U.S. Commerce Department reports that the nation's economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter of July through September, almost doubling the previous quarter's growth.
Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang meets in South Korea with President Lee Myung-bak and Prime Minister Kim Hwang-sik to further bilateral relations and regional peace, as well as trade and cultural cooperation between their countries.
The Vatican's Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace releases a document calling for global financial leaders to reevaluate the economic sector's impact on humanity, citing the need for new leadership that prioritizes ethical concerns to regulate financial markets.
In the interest of animal welfare, the Toronto City Council in Canada votes to ban all shark fin products and to send three elder elephants from the Toronto Zoo to a sanctuary run by Performing Animal Welfare Society in California, USA, where they can freely live out their days.
With an annual review revealing significant democratic advancements in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Guinea, and Niger, the United States restores trade partner status for all three countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.